But we have a phone number right now for Tiger Woods. This was not a good weekend necessarily for Tiger. He never really made a push to the top of the -2 thanks to a 69 yesterday after a really bad start on Sunday. He caught fire on the back nine, but he finished tied for 21st. It wasn't what he had hoped for going in. So let's give Tiger a call. We're the only local radio show in America that he'll do an interview with the morning after a tournament because he likes us.
Hello?
Tiger Woods, please.
Oh, hi, Buescher.
Hi, Tiger.
Hi.
Hi.
How's it going?
Pretty good. You woke me up. I'm just laying here in my race car bed wearing my K-pop pajamas.
Oh, that's right. It's 6:40 on the West Coast. You were out there for the U.S. Open.
Yeah, I know, and I'm still in my nightgown.
Well, it didn't go all that well for you this weekend. I mean, you played okay, but you didn't really threaten the top of the leaderboard, did you?
Well, that's okay. After I won the Masters, I don't really care too much about golf now.
That was enough?
It was a major.
Yeah, well, I can take it easy for a little while now. Okay. Yeah, it's a major, sort of.
What do you mean, sort of? It goes back to the 1800s. It's the U.S. Open.
Oh, come on. I know, but it's kind of the sparest of them, I think.
No. I thought you liked them all.
No, I only like the Masters, really.
Okay.
That's the one I really love to win.
Yeah.
But since I won that one, I really don't care too much about anything other than Erica Hermann.
It's your new girlfriend.
Oh, yeah. She's my girlfriend. Yeah, she's so pretty. And she actually lets me touch her below the waist.
Oh, Tiger. Please.
She does. But only at a special time of the month.
What do you mean?
I don't know. She just says that I can only touch her there at a special time of the month, which is only like 1 second at one particular time of the month. It's the first second of every month.
Huh. So she's keeping you at an arm's length like Elon did.
Arm's length? She's at least let me do something. Elon didn't let me do anything.
Well, back to golf. What happened to you this weekend?
I don't know. I don't care what happened to me. I'm just happy that Phil triple bogeyed yesterday.
Quit obsessing over Phil.
It was so great. I haven't been that happy since Earl died.
What?
Tiger!
I mean, since Earl stopped training me.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he was tough on
you. Me. Yeah, he's a very tough golf teacher. But yeah, Phil is such an overrated golf idiot. I'm so glad that everyone got to see that.
You shouldn't care that much about Phil anymore.
And did you see that he missed a 2-foot putt on Thursday?
Yeah.
2 feet. Yeah. He looked like Jer Bear out there.
Big, strong Jeremy. Yeah, he had a moment like that.
You remember that?
When yeah.
Jer Bear missed that. Yeah. And George
Yeah.
Yeah, it was funny.
And who the hell is Gary Woodland?
Well, he's your winner.
Yeah, but I never heard of him before.
Yes, you have.
He's been on tour for a long time.
Yeah, well, what has he ever won? Has he ever won a major?
No.
No, it's the first one.
That's right. And you know how old he is?
35.
He's like a grandpa. He's 35 before he won his first major. I won my first major when I was like 6.
You were pretty young.
On the Mike Douglas show.
No, you're confused.
That's not a major, just going on the Mike Douglas show.
Now, I was 35 when I hit my first fire hydrant in an oxycodone haze.
Yeah, that's true.
So that happened. But that was because Elon was chasing me with a 9-iron.
Yeah,
those hurt. Remember. Those hurt. I learned that from Earl.
Yeah. He was tough on you, wasn't he?
Yeah, but Elon was just mad because I was honking boobies of a Waffle House waitress. As a prank! As a total prank,
yeah,
I was doing
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I guess.
I was just squeezing them to see how much milk is in a girl's boobs.
Oh, okay, Tiger.
Tiger.
You need what? To grow up.
But Elon got mad at me about it and divorced me and gained custody of what is tied for the most important thing in the world to me.
Hmm.
Half my estate. She got half my estate.
Oh, I thought you were going to say your kids.
Yeah, well, I said it was tied with something that was...
Oh, right.
Which is the other half of my estate.
Oh,
fortunately,
geez.
I got to keep that. So... But yeah, kids is in there somewhere. It's in the top 10. My two kids are in the top 10.
Okay. That's good enough, I guess.
But, you know, that great moment, the best moment of the weekend for me had to have been the Phil triple bogey, by far.
Not your finish. You shot 32 or something on the back nine. I thought you'd be happy about that.
Yeah, no, not near as happy as I was with the triple bogey by Phil. But, you know, who I really wish had been alive to see Phil triple bogey.
Who's that?
Bob Dad.
Your dad.
Earl. The large underground orca that before he became not alive anymore got so horny one time in the early 60s, late 70s that he signed up for World War II so he could go to Korea and chase down a Taiwanese girl from Japan, China, by the way of Vietnam, so he could sniff her backside and jump up on her back until she kept moving away, and he chased her all the way across India until he finally cornered her in a bar in Jupiter, Florida, and made her fall in love with him long enough so that he could pin her down on a urine-soaked floor of the restroom and start a family with her so that 9 months later she began to get solitary and wander off to an abandoned barn to make a nest out of some hay and old pieces of string and lay down until bloody water blew out of her front side, and floating in the middle of it was a white cheating 14-time major winning who would publicly bald in front of everyone and win in his late life masters.
Yeah. Is that all off the top of your head?
He says hi.
I didn't realize that they met in Jupiter.
We've got the trucks.
He says hi.
Okay, well, tell him hi, I guess, when you talk to him.
Okay.
Bye, Tiger.
Bye, Mears.
Bye.
Bye. There goes Tiger.